The focus of my sermon is John chapter 10, verses 14 and 15, which I will have projected for you all to see as I preach. I am the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as, keep that little kathos, just as in your mind. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father. And I lay down my life for the sheep. Do you know everything crucial to know about the gospel of who is saved and who is not and how one is saved and what it is that makes us saved? It's found in those two little verses. I'm the good shepherd. I know my sheep and my sheep know me. Just as the Father knows me and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. Can we pray, please? Please help me to preach this morning in your power and under your anointing. And I pray, God, that people will hear your voice, that they will indeed know the shepherd as the Father is known of the Son. In Jesus' name, amen. Now, here are words that are very well known. Jesus says, I am the good shepherd. But what do these words actually mean? I mean, Jesus was a carpenter, wasn't he? So why does he claim here that he's a shepherd? What's he saying here? Well, firstly, we need to notice one vital little word in the sentence here. The word the. It's known as a definite article. Jesus is not saying here, I am a good shepherd. He's saying, I am the good shepherd. But what does this mean? Do you know that the Jews, when they heard this, would have known exactly what he meant? You know why? The Jews were waiting for a very special man to come, a Messiah, who would come as a shepherd. They were expecting a certain shepherd to come. Listen to Isaiah 40, verse 11, a messianic prophecy. See, the sovereign Lord comes with power. He tends his flock like a shepherd. He gathers the lambs in his arms and carries them close to his heart. You see, the Jews were expecting their Messiah to be like a shepherd. In fact, Ezekiel 37:24, my servant David will be king over them, and they will have one shepherd. One shepherd. You see, what Jesus is saying here is to the Jews, people, you know what I'm talking about. I am the good shepherd. I am that shepherd that's prophesied to come. But notice, Jesus does not only say, I am the good shepherd. He claims he's the good shepherd. Now, Jesus tells us in the Synoptic Gospels that no one is good and no one dare claim to be good but God alone. And here, Jesus is claiming to be the good shepherd. Commentators tell us that Jesus here is telling us two things. Firstly, he's claiming to be the shepherd king, the promised son of David, the Messiah for the Jews. But he's claiming more than that. He's claiming a divinity. He's not only the Messiah of the Jews, he's Lord of all people. Ego eimi, hapoimein hokalos. I am the good shepherd. They're crucial words. But why does he say this here? What is his reason for making this claim in our text? I want to remind you, everything written in the Bible is written for a soul-saving reason. There's no superfluous words in the Bible. Everything's there to teach us something. There's a purpose behind everything written. So what are we to read here today? What if I were to tell you that what Jesus is saying here is one of the most important things you'll ever need to know from his lips if you want to be saved and go to heaven? And it's so important that I'm going to go deeper into these two little verses and hopefully keep you following me, because they're so important. Firstly, let's read between the lines. What is a shepherd? Silly question. No, it's actually a crucial question, a vital question. A shepherd is somebody who takes care of sheep. A sheep and a shepherd go together. You can't have a shepherd unless you have sheep, wouldn't you say? Now, when Jesus claims here to be the good shepherd, he's saying something that involves every one of you in this building right now, whether you're a Christian, a seeker, or an unbeliever. Why? Think about this. It's not difficult for anyone with a reasonably high IQ to have followed this writing and to know what the writing says. Jesus claims to be the good shepherd. We know what he's saying. I'm sure everybody here who's paying attention knows what those words mean. But only a Christian here today will be able to say, that shepherd is my shepherd. That Lord is my shepherd. And before we go any further, I want to challenge you. Can you say that in your heart? And you have to be honest with yourself here. This is of eternal importance. You've got to be able to say that this shepherd we read of is your shepherd to be saved and to go to heaven. Is he your shepherd? Unless you are one of his sheep, Jesus is not your shepherd. You need to understand that. And you'll get some people that say, oh no, no, everybody is sheep. Jesus, everyone's a sheep. No. Emphatically, no. In fact, here I feel I need to speak about something that may make some of you uncomfortable. But it must be said, if I'm going to make gospel sense of this passage that we're reading today. According to the Bible, the human race is divided into two groups. Of all the languages and nations and races of the world, God only sees two types of people. Do you know that? You're either for him or against him. You're either in the light or you're in the darkness. You're either a child of God or a child of the evil one. You're either a sheep or you're a goat. And every single one of you here right now, whether you like it or not, is viewed by God from heaven as being either a sheep or a goat. In Matthew 25, verse 32, Jesus says this. Listen to this. He says, all nations one day will be gathered before me, and I will separate people one from another. Listen to this. As a shepherd separates sheep from goats. The sheep will be saved and the goats will be destroyed eternally. Now, what does this tell us here? To be saved from the judgment to come. And listen, I'm going to say something that's not cool nowadays, but we've got to say this. Judgment day is coming. And it may be sooner than any of us realize. And to be saved from the coming judgment day, you must be found one of his sheep. At the end of the day, it's only the sheep who will be saved, and all others will be cast into utter darkness. Why will all the sheep be saved? Well, we're told clearly in the words of Jesus why. Look at the text. He says, I lay down my life for my sheep. You see, it's the sheep who have been purchased by the blood of Christ. Jesus Christ is the atonement, the atoning sacrifice for the sheep. He's paid the full price so that the sheep need not be punished and judged one day. Jesus died and he laid down his life for his sheep. And this is what separates the sheep from the goats. The sheep are atoned for. Now, if this is so, the million-dollar question should be this. If Jesus is the good shepherd, who are the sheep? Because it's implied, isn't it? The very word shepherd implies sheep. If you're a good shepherd, what does a good shepherd do? Takes good care of the sheep. Well, am I one of the sheep? Are you one of the sheep? We can't be presumptuous, can we? The Bible tells us that there are many, many who are not his sheep. So how can we know if we are? And it's a crucial question. It may offend you when I ask you this question, but I'm obliged to ask you. Are you one of the shepherd's sheep implied in this passage? Are you one for whom the shepherd laid down his life of sacrifice? Well, how do I know? Is there a way for me to know this morning whether or whether I'm not a sheep of the shepherd? And let me warn you straight off, it's got nothing to do with religion. It's got nothing to do with what Bible you read, how many times you come to church, how many prayers you pray, how good a person you may think you are. In fact, religion does not come into this. A little bit later on in the same chapter, verse 26, if you want to look it up later, verse 26. Jesus is speaking to the Pharisees. Now the Pharisees were very, very religious people, but he tells them they are not his sheep. In our text here, we've got to be God's sheep in order to be saved. So how do I know if I'm one of God's sheep? Being one of the sheep of the shepherd is not a matter of externals. It's not to do with the outside things. It's got to do with something deep within you. It's an internal manifestation. Okay, well, what is it? Well, Jesus tells us right here in our text what it is that makes you distinguished from the goats as a sheep. Jesus says, I know my sheep. And my sheep know me. I know my sheep. This is what makes that distinct. This is what a sheep is. It's a person who knows me, the one who knows them. Christianity, and I need to rub this in, it might sound like a stuck record sometimes, is a matter of personal relationship with the living Christ. Do you remember a few weeks ago I said, true Christianity is not a religion, it's a relationship. To be a sheep today, you will know that you know, that you know, that you know him. And you'll know that he knows you in love and favor. I know whom I have believed. That's the sign of a sheep. I know him, and I know that he knows me. It's a personal relationship that makes you a sheep. It's a question of, do I have a personal knowledge of the personal favorable knowledge of the shepherd to me? Or, now you've got to be careful here, please listen, is it just that your Christianity is a matter of believing what people have told you? And you're just living on hand-me-down, second-hand religion, believing what you think you should believe, and living the way you think you should be living. A true child of God, a true sheep of the shepherd, has actually experienced an intimate knowledge of the favorable knowledge of the shepherd. And that's what separates sheep from goats, because the goats don't have a clue. Listen again to the words of Jesus. I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. That's what defines a sheep. So do you know him? Do you personally know Christ? You may say, well, I do, but how can anyone really personally know someone that lived 2,000 years ago? How can I know somebody that's way up in heaven and I'm way down here? Talking about personal knowledge of someone, a personal relationship, how can I have a personal relationship with Jesus? Well, Jesus makes himself known to us in a twofold manner. Please hear me. By his living word and by his Holy Spirit. Jesus speaks to people through his holy canonical scriptures. But the Spirit of God makes the words you read speak personally into your heart. Makes them alive and relevant and applicable to you. The meeting, the personal meeting of Jesus is known by theologians by this term. A person who's met personally and knows the shepherd has had an effectual calling. Or, in more modern language, they have had a baptism of the Holy Spirit. Have you experienced Christ? You must personally experience him to qualify as a sheep of the shepherd. As Jesus says here, I know my sheep, and my sheep know me. Do you know Christ? And I know this is something you've got to have the guts to admit even to yourself. Can you say, I am his and he is mine? I know whom I have believed. Or is this all just second-hand words you're hearing? It's a matter of eternal life. Well, you may say, okay, I think I've got an experience, but describe it a bit better for me. Okay, a personal experience with the shepherd. Compare it with something to give me an idea of what you mean by that. Well, Jesus says this. He says, just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, this is how the shepherd knows the sheep. The shepherd knows the sheep. This personal relationship between the sheep and the shepherd can be compared to the relationship of the Father and the Son. What? How do I get my head around that? Let me explain. The Bible says that the Father has loved his Son from all eternity, ad olam, from all time, from the very beginning. Well, there's no beginning, is there? Forever, the Father has eternally loved his Son. And you know what? The Son knows that with absolute confidence. He's always known the eternal love of his Father. The Bible says that the Father loves the Son unchangeably, immutably. He will never stop loving his Son. And the Son knows it with great joy. And the Father unconditionally loves his Son. Even when he took on human flesh, he loved him as his heaven-born Son. And the Son knows that. Now, Jesus is saying, just like the Father and the Son have that intimate certainty of the love they have for each other, so it is with the sheep and the shepherd. I'll explain now in down-to-earth terms. If you're a Christian this morning, and if you're not, I want you to get jealous as I say this, because there's hope for you if you will only come to Christ. If you're a Christian, you will say, I can't explain it, but I know I've been loved with an everlasting love. I know that before the foundation of the world, the Lord predestined me and loved me. I've always been loved by my Lord. And you know what? I know that he loves me eternally because he can't change. Nothing can separate me from the love of God in Jesus Christ. I'm secure in his love. And he loves me unconditionally. Hey, I know what a slob I am. I know who I am. But you know what? He loves me in spite of who I am because of his son. That is the confidence of a Christian. That's knowing the shepherd as the shepherd knows the sheep, as the father and the son are interrelated. And we have a fancy word for that, I know. Do you know what it is? Faith. We're saved by this faith. Faith is an absolute, unshakable confidence in the fact that God has always loved me. I'm predestinated. He will always love me. Nothing can separate me from this love. And I'm unconditionally loved by him, in spite of what I know I am in his son. Do you have that wonderful love burning in your heart? I know. Just as the son is confident of the father's love, Christians are confident of their shepherd's love. Just as. I'll give you the words of a hymn. We'll sing it just now. But listen to the words now of this old hymn in the light of what I've just said. Try and get my Richard Burton voice here. Loved with an everlasting love. This is Christian faith. Loved with everlasting love. Led by grace that love to know. Gracious Spirit from above, thou hast taught me. It is so. Oh, this full and perfect peace. Oh, this transport all divine. In a love that cannot cease, I am his and he is mine. Does that burn in your hearts? That's Christian faith. And that's what saves you. Faith is a personal inner conviction that we are loved eternally, immutably, and unconditionally by our dear shepherd, who laid down his life for us, his sheep. Anyone can know what those words mean, but you've got to be a Christian this morning to say, that, Lord, is my good shepherd. Let's pray. Oh, please, Lord God, please don't let these words just be forgotten as soon as they're preached. May we read these words at home again, and may we Christians celebrate this love. This love that you have shared, a love with the Father and the Son, shared with creatures like us. Oh, Father, thank you for faith that burns in our heart. I know whom I have believed. And I pray for those here this morning who do not know this. Please stir them and cause them to run to the Savior, because he has promised, whosoever comes to me, I will in no wise cast out. In Jesus' name, amen. We're going to sing that hymn now, Loved with Everlasting Love. Immediately following the hymn, we're having communion. Now, if you know this everlasting love, I want to remind you, the Lord commanded us to eat this meal as often as we have opportunity. If you know that love, I'd invite you to stay. If you have to leave, don't be embarrassed. You can leave just after the hymn.
Loved with everlasting love, led by grace that love to know, Spirit breathing from above, you have taught me it is so. Oh, what full and perfect peace, joy and wonder all divine, in a love which cannot cease, I am his and he is mine.
the love which cannot cease. I am his and he is mine.
Heaven above is softer blue, earth around is richer green. Something lives in every hue, Christless eyes have never seen.
Clouds of birds in sweetness glow, flowers of deeper beauty shine. In thy own, as now I know, I am his and he is mine. Since I know, as now I know, I am his and he is mine.
His forever, his alone, who the Lord from me shall part with joy and peace unknown. Christ can fill the longing heart.
Heaven and earth may fade and flee, firstborn light of bloom divine, but I know and I shall be, I am his and he is mine.
Jesus said, I know my sheep. My sheep know me. Just as the Father knows the Son and the Son knows the